You know, this week we saw two longtime bakeries close. And now we have to prepare for the shutdown of two Sears stores on Oahu and in Hilo. We decided to take a walk down memory lane to a time before there were the brick-and-mortar stores. Remember getting the Sears catalog? Did you pore over the pages during the holiday edition? You know, we reached out to Kay Day, retired leasing agent for Ala Moana Shopping Center, to help put the retail landscape in context as we remember the early days of Sears in Hawaii.
We were then and still are so remote, and this is why Hawaii is still considered under-retailed. It's just because we're so remote and it was not easy for stores to establish operations here. And that's why catalog shopping was a big deal, you know, up until the 40s and the 50s when stores started to establish here.
And what were your memories of the Sears catalog?
We had it, of course. It was something that we anticipated, looked forward to. And we would pick out our school clothes for the year from the catalog. And I can remember my mother and my grandmother filling out the order forms that were in the catalog and mailing them in. And then at some point in time, there was a store. It was a storefront with a counter at the Kahului Shopping Center on Maui. I was born and raised on Maui. And there was a counter with a couple of ladies behind the counter who were taking orders from Sears, for Sears, out of their catalog. And I imagine they mailed them in because there was no email, fax, or any internet back in the day. But it was another way that they processed orders out of the catalog to make it more efficient for the local customers.
Yeah, and I guess when you think of where we're at today, you know, that was the early Amazon, right?
Yes, it was, you know, and that it was just as much fascination from the point of view of, you know, people who lived in an island community as there is anywhere now to see what's available and what's new and exciting and fashionable, et cetera.
And you spent many years there at Ala Moana as a leasing agent, and you were fortunate enough to be able to compile a book about its 60th anniversary. Can you share some of the Sears stories that you found in your research?
Well, of course, Sears was the original anchor for the shopping center, and had it not been for that deal that was struck by the Dillingham Company, actually Hawaiian Land was a subsidiary of Dillingham who owned the property. Had we not struck that deal, the shopping center might never have happened because they needed an anchor store. So developers have been seeking other anchors. They talked to, of course, Lee House and McInerney and some big major mainland fashion department stores like Marshall Fields to open up a department store here, but they could not get the deals to happen. Again, because it's such a remote location, and it's very difficult for national change to support one location in such a remote location, especially back then when the merchandise came in by ship. So they approached Sears, and Sears, of course, had the big store on Baratania Street in Pava. And eventually they ended up making a deal with Sears. And the reason they were able to do it was because at the time, Sears, as well as the downtown merchants like Liberty House McInerney and all the small merchants who operated downtown and in Pava'a, their business was being somewhat affected because their business originated when there was public transit, when there was the trolleys, the HRT trolley cars used to come from the suburbs into the city, and there were stops in Pava'a by Sears as well as downtown. So that's how people shopped. And then in the 20s and 30s and 40s, more and more people started getting automobiles, and that was evolving into the major means of transportation. And that changed things for shopping because there wasn't any parking downtown or in Pava'a. So when the developers came up with the idea to do a shopping center, it was really to centralize retail in one location. Ala Moana offered acres and acres of free parking, which
yes,
is really critical, and an abundance of it. And so Sears at the time was beginning to experience the fact that their parking at Baratania Street was very inadequate. So their manager greatly supported the idea of moving to Ala Moana. But the Sears corporate people apparently did not. You know, that it was such a profitable store that their thought was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But the manager, Mr. Seeker, Morley Seeker, who's kind of a famous guy, an old-time retailer, he felt that it was the right thing to do because he knew he was running out of parking. So the deal, as it turned out, was that Hawaiian Land, the developer, bought the Sears property from Sears and moved Sears over to the Ala Moana site. And part of the deal was they had to promise Sears that they would not lease that site to another retailer because, you know, they didn't want to have competition. And shortly thereafter, Hawaiian Land sold it to the city and county of Honolulu because they were at the time looking for a larger location for their police department headquarters.
Yes.
So as you know, the police department was there for many years until they moved some years ago to the current location.
Well, I remember
closer to downtown.
I remember seeing the escalator there, and I think it was one of the first escalators in Honolulu. And then I remember the terrazzo floors and thinking it was very strange in a police headquarters.
Yes, yes. So that was how the deal happened. They so Sears, in my book, we actually have pictures of the groundbreaking of Sears and the construction of the building, you know, back in 1957 and 58. So it was really a fascinating time. And nothing like this had ever been done, certainly in Hawaii. But there are some small shopping centers and strip malls here, but nothing on this scale.
Your book talks about the peanut lady. Share with our listeners
yes.
what that was all about.
Well, she was a peanut vendor who sold boiled peanuts outside of the Sears store at Pava'a. And she was a greatly beloved person that people loved, admired, and respected. And so when the deal was being struck to move Sears to Ala Moana Center, Mr. Seeker, the manager, said that he wanted to ensure that this lady was allowed to sell her peanuts at the mall. Well, the developers thought, well, that's not, you know, we're not going to allow that at the mall, you know, because they're trying to create a certain image or whatever. Well, Seeker was adamant. He was a very kind person, and he also had great admiration for this lady. And so he insisted, and he even threatened to pull the deal if they didn't allow this. So in the end, they did, and she sold her peanuts there for many years until she retired.
And talk about what you've seen at the mall, because, you know, there, well, the day came when Sears was no more, and they decided to tear it down and put up the condos that are there.
Yes, well, when Sears left Ala Moana, they wanted to, well, they didn't want to leave. It was one of their most productive stores, but it was also one of their biggest assets. The value of their lease was so good that they sold it back to the developer. At the time, it was General Growth Properties. And General Growth Properties was eager to take it back because they wanted to develop additional retail on the site. So the deal was struck in spite of the fact that it was still a phenomenally successful store, a much better performer in terms of sales than the rest of the Hawaii fleet put together. But it was an economic deal from the Sears because at the time, Sears was already struggling financially. After their Kmart acquisition and various other things that happened in business. And so they were looking to increase their cash position, and that was a way to do it. So General Growth immediately embarked on the EVA expansion, which was the expansion of the retail concourse, the addition of Bloomingdale's, and the relocation of Nordstrom.
And as you, I guess, reflect back, as you've just recently retired, I don't know, is there anything that you're struck by as we go through this pandemic and we've watched a lot of retail stores, retail chains shut down? What are you thinking about this point in time?
Well, the retail landscape is evolving and changing, as quite frankly, as it has from the very beginning of time. You know, it changes according to what's happening in the society and in the community. Because if you look back, originally Ala Moana was entirely for the local people. At the time, it was an agricultural economy, sugar and pineapple, in the mid-50s. And so that's who was shopping. In the 60s and 70s, you started to get more tourism. And then you got the influx of Japanese tourism, and that, of course, they became our customers, and you had to cater to their interests, tastes, and purchasing. So that's how retailing evolves. And in the current situation, it's a big pullback for the entire business of retailing. The online retailing is getting very strong. But still in all, shopping is a communal and activity. it's a social activity, and a lot of people still have trouble shopping for clothing online, notwithstanding the fact that you can return things very easily. It's still not the same experience as feeling, touching, trying, etc. So we feel that retail is going to come back. In what form it comes back or what size remains to be seen. So it's the onus is on all the retailers as well as the developers to be flexible in terms of their business models and what they feature and how they sell to the customer. Right now, it's in a state of contraction for sure.
I have to chuckle because it almost seems like we're going back to the catalog, back to the future, right? I mean, I prefer being there in the store and touching and trying on, you know, kicking the tires. But, yeah, it's like we've gone back to the days of ordering sight unseen.
It's so true. You know, it's an interesting evolution in time. But, you know, again, the developer will have to be flexible. Like, for example, Sears is back at Ala Moana Center in completely new form. You know, one of the big drivers of the Sears building business in Ala Moana was the appliances and the furniture. It was a huge part of their business. And so they came back to us, and they opened their own Kapi'olani, just selling mattresses, appliances, and small appliances, and apparently doing fine.
Well, you know, we're hearing that, yeah, if they pull their Neighbor Island stores and they close down. I mean, I don't know. Will that still continue there at Ala Moana? I guess it's a big question.
It is a question, and I can't answer it. I no longer work at the mall, so I'm not party to, you know, what's going on in terms of the deals or the stores. But it just shows you how that has evolved. You know, it's funny. The sales were phenomenal at Sears Ala Moana. A lot of it was driven by tools, craftsman tools,
yes,
and more appliances, that sort of thing. Because there's not a whole lot of price or margin in clothing and cosmetics and shoes and all of the things Sears sold. They made a lot of money.
Yeah, it was good quality products.
Yes. Yeah, Kenmore, Craftsman, and Die Hard. I mean, mm-hmm, they're still iconic in terms of the quality of the product.
And do you have, I don't know, a favorite Sears memory?
Myself, you know, many of them. One of them is the smell of the popcorn. Remember the colored candy popcorn,
yes,
they sold in Sears? I didn't like it, you know, and I still don't like it to this day. But you could smell it when you walked into Sears. And so that's one of those seminal sort of memories that holds on. And just, you know, when you're very, very young, just the sheer volume of that building. It was one of the biggest retail stores in Hawaii. And just the sheer volume and the variety of the merchandise. It was just mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling, yes. The days of Sears. That was Kay Day, longtime leasing agent for Ala Moana Shopping Center, reflecting on Sears' history in the aisles. The retail giant is to officially close its doors at Pearl Ridge and Hilo in about 2 weeks. And there are signs that the retailer is also moving to eventually shutter to other stores in Maui and Kona as well. And, you know, we did stop by to talk to customers taking advantage of the discounted prices at Pearl Ridge recently. Here's a sampling. We start off with Walter.
My memory goes back to when I was a kid. You know, Sears used to be the store to go to for everything. And, you know, I have a lot of fond memories. I've shopped at Sears all my life, and they always had pretty good quality products. And I remember back in the day when I was a kid, every year you used to get a catalog. And then, you know, it's just like buying out of the internet from Amazon now. Back then it was just the same thing, except you could order from the catalog. If they didn't have it in the store, anything you wanted, you could get at Sears.
Yeah, it was a dream book.
It was a dream.
I remember.
You know? And now Amazon is, you know, basically doing the same thing. Eventually they'll probably buy Sears stores that went bankrupt and move in there. And it's the same thing all over again, except I don't know about the quality is very variable, you know, whereas Sears had good quality products. So
yeah.
I had really...
The Craftsman tools.
Yeah.
The Kenmore.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Life Guarantee and the Craftsman tools. You bring it in, no questions asked, you get it exchanged, you know. So I like the quality. Then later on, Kmart came in,
right,
and they became their next competitor. And then, of course, there's always JCPenney's.
Right.
So it's kind of sad because, like, I think about 10, 15 years ago, I already said, you know what, eventually the way things are going, the only thing you're going to have left is Home Depot, Walmart, you know, and Sam's Club and
yeah,
Costco. I ordered a product through the internet, and it was totally deceiving. You couldn't see the actual quality of the product, and it came from China, and it was crap, you know? Try to get my money back, couldn't even get my money back, you know? It's gone. So you're really taking a gamble now buying things, you know, through the internet. I always took my cars to do automotive service. They had good prices on wheel alignments, on tires. They had guarantees. I brought in tires where they were damaged and had them replaced. They keep under warranty. I never had a problem with their automotive repair service. These stores are like traditions, you know, and it's like piece of you is kind of like family is going away. And the reason they become that is because of the quality merchandise, you know, that they made and served, and they stood behind their word. And everything is so fleeting now, and it's just, you know, sad.
We were hearing from Walter. We also talked to Fuku. He was a man on a mission. He wasn't about to lose out on the lifetime warranty for tools.
Really disappointed about all the stores closing. This is a landmark. We've been coming here since it first opened. I remember the video game room down at the bottom floor by the cafeteria. That was back in the early 80s, I believe. And yeah, I don't know what to do with my Craftsman tool now, so I'm trying to get this taken care of before they disappear.
What do you have there?
A Craftsman hand tool, and that's why we buy these, because they have a lifetime warranty. But Lowe's, although they sell Craftsman, won't honor the warranties because you got to buy it from Lowe's.
I see. So yeah. You're going to try and get it repaired or get another one.
Correct. That is very true. But yeah, we are going to miss this store. Yeah.
And your wife used to work here?
Yeah, she used to work in the tea room, which is catalog sales, back when there was catalogs. And she was in a little hole upstairs on the third floor. And yeah, they fulfilled orders.
And it was for so long, the book that made wishes come true. You've been hearing Sears customers lament the closure of its stores as they recall fond memories of the now ailing retail giant.